Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
We were only talking last week about Elon Musk's AI chatbot, Grok, generating really sexually suggested photographs of people, women, even children, without their consent, and a lot of people giving their thoughts and views on this. Eric is with me on the line today here in Lunchtime Live because, Erica, you've had your own experience of your images being used online.
Yeah, hi, how are you?
Good.
Thanks for having me on. It happened to me 2 years ago, so it wasn't actually Grok that created the picture, but I was receiving some online harassment and there was pictures being posted of me on pornographic websites. But the pictures were all just normal pictures that I had on my Instagram. And it ended up being that I was getting like dodgy Instagram messages, and I ended up finding out that I was being posted on this particular pornographic website. And I ended up policing that website quite regularly to get my pictures taken down. And one day there it was, I found an AI nude picture.
An AI nude picture. Is that what you said, Erica?
Yeah. So it was a picture that I'd taken where I had clothes on, and in this picture I didn't.
So there you were, deep faked. It wasn't via the AI Grok chatbot, but sure, clearly through another.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. One that was probably, you know, a little bit less accessible and a little bit less known about, but very much the same thing.
What was your reaction when you saw that?
It's very surreal, you know, because in one way the picture looked familiar because I knew exactly the picture that had been used.
Yeah.
But, you know, you just think for a second, there's no way I'm seeing this. There's no way. And then, you know, you're wondering who has it out for you that would want to do something and how violating that is. You know, it was scary.
And just go back for a moment, Eric. Sorry. How was this first brought to your attention that the photographs of you had been manipulated or posted?
I was starting to get dodgy messages on Instagram.
So it was the unsolicited messages, was it? That's what sort of drew your attention.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah. Because someone was impersonating me elsewhere on the internet and sending people to my Instagram. So I ended up having to kind of work back and figure out where these people were coming from.
Okay. So you knew by the, and I presume sexually suggested messages that you were getting from messages probably
absolutely.
From people, yeah. This
yeah, so they're horrendous, yeah.
So you started trawling through the site and sure, there you were, a photograph of yourself, naked, online.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Totally fabricated.
Yeah, because they had started kind of, they would make albums of me and gradually more and more information. So eventually it ended up being like my full name, that I live in Waterford, my age and everything. It was crazy. So I was able to find any time there was a post about me because they were using my information, and there it was.
What did you do? Like, how do you report it to, or how accessible was that process?
Well, in that particular case, I figured I wasn't going to argue the point that I was being violated, because I feel like that wouldn't have been the way to go about it. But I went through reporting it for copyright because they were my pictures. So luckily, the website didn't ask any questions. They actually had a report form that you could just click that, and they were taken down immediately, but they were nearly put up as fast again, you know.
It's like, it's really violating, Erica.
Yeah, it's scary. Yeah. And you think about in context of Grok, you know, you're now handing that, even though we know that capability has been around for a few years now at this point, you're now handing that out to everyone and making it accessible. You don't need any skills to do it. You know, you don't need to be of a certain age to do it. It's out of hand, I think.
Well, the reality is you don't need to do it at all. Somebody can just take your picture and do it for
absolutely.
You.
Yeah, absolutely.
So when that's your own experience from in recent months, and then you're listening last week to all this conversation around Elon Musk's Grok and the AI chatbot facility on X, and what's going through your mind?
Well, I think it's indefensible, first of all, because I've seen the stance that Elon Musk has taken on it. Some of the arguments are, but sure, Photoshop has existed for years and all of this. It's not good enough. Like, the responsibility is us. The end of the day, the people who are creating these AI, they are responsible for what that AI will output. And it's as simple as that, you know. So if they're happy for their tools to be used in that way, then they're complicit in it completely.
Mm. Well, look at, you know, on a very basic level, right? You're with us here today on Lunchtime Live, and we're delighted to have you and to hear your story, Eric, on the show. And if our digital team wanted to share, you know, the podcast, we'll say, from this conversation a little bit later today, we would have to ask you to consent to provide us with a, you know, a photograph or a picture of you that you would send to us that we would accompany in the front of the podcast. And yet to think that somebody else can just go and take any photograph of your private Instagram or social media site and undress you and put you on a site for the world to see. I mean, it just seems bananas.
It is. But even talking publicly about it, you know, you have to think like, right, am I making myself, you know, open to being a victim of this now again, especially since it's so easy and accessible now, you know, and it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Stay with me, Erica, for a moment. And look, thanks for sharing that story with us. I am conscious of that, you know, even in talking to you today after what you went through over the last 2 years, that, you know, the last thing you want is, God, and even God forbid, to start with messages again. But Lisa Brady is with me. Lisa's the host of the Health Me podcast, because you've had some experience too, Lisa, with the AI chatbot, Grok.
Hi, Andrea. I have.
How are
you? Yeah, I'm good. And you know, thanks for having me on. And Erica, I'm so sorry to hear that you went through that. It just sounds harrowing.
It's desperate. Really does. It really does. Mm. So you kind of, I suppose, when I say you tried it out, you might just explain to listeners what you did, Lisa.
Yeah, so I'm also a columnist with the Irish Daily Mail, and as I suppose as part of my work for part of research purposes, I went onto the Grok app, and I just had a little nosy to see, you know, what it was all about. Obviously, I was horrified to reading, you know, of the nudification feature. I was like, well, surely, like, I'm completely useless at technology, Andrea.
Right, well, I probably am. You're talking to your sister now here, I'd say so.
I said to myself, there's absolutely no chance I'm going to get past this. But sure enough, I uploaded a picture of myself in just wearing like a, it was kind of like a headshot style, I suppose, a little bit more than a headshot. I just had like a black pole neck on, and I just entered a simple request. And that was make more provocative. And fast forward, you know, not quite 60 seconds later, there was not just an image, but a video of me, you know, quite suggestively flicking my hair in a low cut top and this bizarre accent. I don't know where they got it from, but it was like, you know, almost like, I think it was supposed to be like an overtly sexual kind of drawl, you know. And, you know, kind of saying hello there. And it was the creepiest thing I've ever seen in, you know, well, one of the creepiest things I've ever seen. And, you know, in my 46 years in this planet, Andrea, I've seen a bit.
Well, I know you, look, I for the purposes of this conversation today, and I know you sent on the video a little earlier just so I could have a sense, you know, and see what it's like. And you're right.
Yeah.
I mean, so the AI chatbot, the tool itself is really easy to use. As you say, it's just making, what is it, it's just make your own video with Grok images, and that, like, it sure couldn't be any child
can
and do
it
this.
sounds so innocuous, you know. It's like, oh, you know, it nearly sounds playful, like a toy. And then you realise, but there was a moment when I kind of accessed Grok. And by the way, I'm just, you know, I wasn't paying for it. You can get the spice mode, which is like an additional feature that you pay for, and that offers you a nudification.
What happens in, happens in space?
Oh God, no, I'm horrified to even consider what would happen, you know, had I gone down that route. But it was the fact that, you know, and they'd ask for, you know, for my permission. I could see as I was uploading the image, Grok would like access to your 30,000 photos and whatever videos. And I'm thinking, wait a second, I have, you know, images of my children, obviously, on my phone. So many images. And it just made me think, what are we getting into here? It's so dangerous and toxic. And I would actually argue that it's widespread abuse. And it's now accessible for, you know, to us all.
And it couldn't be more easily accessible as well. And I'm looking at the initial photograph that you sent, which is really kind of, I suppose it's a selfie picture, Lisa, just a regular selfie of you there in your black high neck, polo neck. And next thing,
very
just
respectable.
And without even downloading, you know, the app, without even just viewing this in the app, just a quick click and here you are. And like, look, it's a, you know, not to pass comment on anyone's clothing, but as you said yourself, all of a sudden it's a low-cut V-neck top, and as you say, with sort of kind of suggestive maybe facial expressions or whatever way you want to interpret it.
100%.
Yeah.
And you know what what really freaked me out about that as well, Andrea, was that the kind of the realistic touches, like, you know, they didn't give me like a fake cleavage. It was like, it was quite a realistic, you know, okay, it's like, okay, they know this woman is 46 and, you know, maybe everything isn't quite up there. And it was, and like, that terrified me, you know, because we're blurring these boundaries all the time between, you know, what, you know, AI can do and what we are as humans. And don't get me wrong, AI can be really helpful, but I don't see anything helpful or beneficial about this technology.
Just sort of final point.
It's highly dangerous.
Yeah. Oh, look, I mean, and I think the most frightening part of even listening to your own story, Lisa, today is to see, is to just actually experience how easy it is for anybody. And I'm sure for any parent listening today with any child above 5 years of age would manage to navigate this. I just heard last week, Erica, the AI minister, Niamh Smith, is due to meet with those from X, you know, in an effort to discuss all of this. I mean, what would you hope will come from it?
I hope, you know, I've heard there's other countries that have implemented bans now. If they're not willing to rectify, you know, as you said, it's pure abuse, you know. If you're not going to regulate it to prevent that from happening, then ban it, you know. And I also think we've been a bit too slow to react to it because, as I said, my story has happened over 2 years ago now. We probably should have seen this coming.
We should have known it was happening. Erica, Lisa Brady, listen, thanks a million to you both for sharing your experiences with us here in the programme today. If you want to get in touch or share your own story, emails lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.